Hi, how are you? It's 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is going to be a much finer day than it has been. 21 for a high. Wow. That's warm and stuff. What are you doing?
I am currently posting a website post.
Oh, okay.
Regarding a news story.
Okay.
And I did not have a chance to grab my headphones.
Oh!
Because I was trying to get the news out, so.
Yeah. What so did I tell you the last time that happened?
I was busy.
No. What did I...
What?
It's always an excuse.
Well, it's true.
What was the... What did I tell you the last time?
I don't remember.
The first thing you should do every day...
Oh, grab my headphones.
...is go to your desk.
Yeah. I was going to. And you know, I got really involved in this
story. Can take off your coat, you know, leave it on your chair there.
It's true.
And you know, you got your headphones.
Yeah. Would you like to know about the news story?
No, I want to talk more about your headphones.
Why?
Why don't you have them?
Well, I used to leave them in here for convenience sake, so I wouldn't forget them. And I don't have my headphones right now because they're in my drawer. And I am typing up a news story to go on our website and to Facebook.
Okay. I have to say that at least your mess on your half of the counter here is only that of a busy office worker, no longer the mess of an 8-year-old.
Yeah, it's minimal. It looks nice, but I would like to have my headphones in here at all times because then I wouldn't forget them.
Yeah. But that's not how it works.
I know.
Okay.
Would you like to know about...
Okay, now I would.
There is a power outage this morning in downtown Sioux Falls. Phillips Avenue from 8th Street to 10th Street are closed. Reports that a manhole flew off... And black smoke and flames up to 3 feet are coming out of the hole. Sioux Falls Fire Rescue is on the scene. Also reports of several homes and businesses without power in the area.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So not sure what happened. I do have a picture.
Manhole cover blew off?
Yeah.
What the hell is creating enough pressure to blow off a manhole cover?
Some sort of fire underneath there. And I suppose the pressure would have caused it to fall off and the flames are spitting out and... It's a little scary, so they're definitely asking you to stay away from that area this morning in case other manhole covers fly off as well.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
that would be good.
Yeah, so it's currently up there on our Facebook. If you want to see the picture as well, you can check that out. Or are almost up on my Facebook. It is on the website at hot1047.com.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Manhole cover blew off.
Yeah. It's kind of a crazy thing to happen early
in the
morning.
That's like something out of a movie.
It is. I don't think they're doing any movies right now in
downtown
Sioux
Falls. No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Sioux Falls in January is not exactly a prime filming location.
Oh, especially now with the weather we've had lately.
No. Did you know this? I just thought of this when I said like something out of a movie. Did you know if someone runs over a fire hydrant, it won't like spray water everywhere?
It won't?
No.
Oh. Interesting.
Because the valve is a lot farther down.
Oh.
You'll just knock over the fire hydrant.
And cause damage to your car.
And the fire hydrant.
Yeah. Oh. That's kind of disappointing.
I know. But it makes a lot of sense, though. Doesn't it?
It does make sense, but it's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Oh, my. I don't even want to know what they're talking about.
Oh. I'm so sick of all this political talk.
Yeah.
And of course,
me
too. It's legislation time, so everybody, that's all it is right now. But I'm sick of it. I'd rather talk about anything else than that.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. So Katie Couric sat down with Manti Te'o yesterday. She did not pull any punches.
She didn't?
No.
Okay.
I got home in time to see the last segment of the show.
Okay.
I was eating a very, very late lunch. And it was, here was the question that actually, I mean, it doesn't surprise me that she asked it, but it was, wow, you're going to get in his face there, aren't you, Katie?
One of the theories, many theories, Manti making the rounds, is somehow you created this whole scenario to cover up your sexual orientation. Are you gay?
No, far from it. Far from that.
Far from it. All right.
I have no idea what was just said there because I don't have my headphones on.
Oh, that's right. You don't have your headphones on.
I don't have them. I will go get them as soon as we're done talking.
Okay.
But was that the gay comment there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't believe she asked him that.
Oh, I can believe she asked it.
Yeah. That never even crossed my mind in this whole situation.
Well, I guess it didn't really cross my mind either, but it's a theory that's out there that he was, I mean, and there have been gay players in the NFL.
Right.
There was one that played for the Vikings, Sarah Tuolo, I think was his name. But yeah, so, I mean, that would be, and very few have come out. I mean, I'm sure there are some right now in all the major sports, but they're, you know, they don't want to get ostracized. In a
true.
Very, very, very hetero world, you know?
Yeah, that's but true.
Anyway, this is the voicemail of one of the voicemails that Lene Kakua, whoever she was, left for Manti Te'o.
Hey, babe, I'm just calling to say goodnight. I love you. I know that you're probably doing homework or you're with the boys or grabbing me. What a fatty. But I just want to say I love you and goodnight, and I'll be okay tonight. I'll do my best. Yeah, so get
dressed,
and I will talk to you tomorrow. I love you so much,
and sweet dreams. Yeah. Mel didn't hear that, of course. But it definitely sounds like a woman's voice.
You played it earlier for me.
Yeah.
Yes, and that does sound like a woman's voice.
And there was another report that it was that it wasn't necessarily this Renaya Tuaulo, that it was like a friend of his or her, a cousin or something.
So
was doing the voicing of it or whatever, but
so he had a friend or girl do that.
Either that, or if it was him doing it, he is one hell of a voice actor, or he's got one really, really, really high voice.
Yeah, one of the two. That definitely sounded like a woman.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a woman. You know, this whole thing, I feel bad for him. I think he got suckered in, and then he was so far into it, he couldn't do anything about it.
Well,
you know, I mean, he felt like he couldn't tell the truth anymore. So that would kind of suck a lot to have to deal with that. Anyway, we've got stuff to give away today. We've got Great Bear skiing or tubing, and then also some Sneaky's chicken to give away. The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core also at 9 o'clock this morning. Mel is going to get her headphones now.
I am.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go. News is next. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 6:21 up to 21 today. It is 10 right now, and the internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I'm going to need you to turn down your psycho just a notch, at least until my meds kick in.
The Hot Morning Show. Hot 104.7.
Today is January 25th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Etta James would have been 75. She passed away last year. Michael Trevino is 28.
Who?
Michael Trevino.
Sounds somewhat familiar.
He plays the shirtless werewolf Tyler Lockwood on The Vampire Diaries.
Vampire Diaries?
Charlie Bewley.
Who?
Charlie Bewley is 31 today. He plays Dimitri in the Twilight movies. I saw a rerun earlier this week of Craig Ferguson. He had Kristen Stewart on, Before Christmas.
Yeah.
And, she's a horrible interview.
She
didn't
looks
really
like she
talk.
Would be.
And she said, dude and man, it was bad. Alicia Keys is 33 today. Allegedly going to... I haven't heard if she's officially doing the anthem at the Super Bowl. But you know what? I bet she doesn't have a backing vocal.
That's a little different.
How was that different?
She has time to practice.
Beyonce didn't have time to practice?
I don't think so.
It still bugs me.
Okay.
1924, the first Winter Olympic Games were held in Chamonix, France. 1937, you just mumble French words. 1937, NBC Radio presented the first broadcast of The Guiding Light.
Oh.
1945, mega super badass First Lieutenant Audie Murphy earned the Congressional Medal of Honor for ordering his men to retreat, jumping into a blazing, meaning on fire, tank destroyer, holding off the Germans single-handedly with a machine gun, then ordering an artillery strike on his own position. He survived, went on to become a movie star. Yeah, badass. 1947, Al Capone, on the verge of insanity, died of a nasty case of neurosyphilis in Miami Beach, Florida. 1949, the first Emmy Awards were presented. The winner for most popular television program? Pantomime Quiz Time.
Okay.
1961, 101 Dalmatians was released in theaters. It cost $4 million to make back then. 1971, Charles Manson and three of his female followers were convicted in Los Angeles of the Tate-LaBianca murders. 1980, Paul McCartney was released from jail.
Why?
He was deported after being in prison 10 days for trying to sneak a half pound of giggle weed through customs at the Tokyo airport. Boy, he liked him some marijuana back in the day. 1985, We Are the World was recorded in Los Angeles.
Oh, I love that song.
And on this day, 1999, The Tom Green Show premiered on MTV.
Blech.
But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because on this day in 1998, the Denver Broncos won Super Bowl 32. That's not why it's the greatest day I've ever known.
Because tickets were cheaper?
No.
Oh.
It's the greatest day I have ever known. Because when they won that Super Bowl, they beat the Green Bay Packers.
Oh. Okay.
31-24. And they managed to do it without Tim Tebow.
Oh. Hey.
And that is why today, January 25th, is... What's coming up in the dirt?
The Kardashian girls are fighting back. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
624, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 638 up to 21 today. We did get a call from Jason, T. Storm Chasers. The deal downtown, the manhole cover blew off. There was smoke. So he's seeing flames here and there. I've seen a few XL Energy trucks down there.
Right. There's flames that were shooting up to 3 feet and lots of black smoke, white smoke.
There's, they've got, the intersection is 9th and Phillips. You can't get through there, but you can pretty much walk through there, basically.
Yeah, there is an update. Sioux Falls PD says that the sidewalks are now open for use, but to stay clear of the corner of North and Phillips.
Right.
So there we go.
Which is... what I just said.
Just telling you what the Sioux Falls PD actually said.
Oh, okay. Did you call them?
No. T Storm Chasers has been filling me in on, because he's at the
Didn't
scene.
Didn't he just tell us that?
No, he just tweeted it to me after he had called.
Oh, but that was what he just told us, wasn't it?
No.
That you could walk through but stay away from the intersection?
I don't think so, was
I'm
it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
I don't know.
Anyway. Oh, by the way, you can walk on the sidewalks. You just can't go through the intersection of 9th and Phillips. I love redundancy.
It didn't say that that was closed.
Okay, so men today are definitely more high maintenance than they used to be. I will freely admit that.
Agreed.
I mean, I buy hair product that costs more than $2, so I'm even in that boat. But according to a new survey, men spend longer to get ready to go out. They spend longer than women do. I still find this impossible to believe. The survey found the average man spends 75 minutes a day showering, shaving, and styling himself. The average woman spends 70 minutes. Yeah. 42% of men say they use a hairdryer. I do now.
Because your hair is super long, yeah. Mullet man.
Yeah. Pardon me?
Mullet man, what I said.
Okay, Missy. 98% of men plan out their outfits in advance.
Those are fighting words. They plan out their outfits in advance. You do not plan your outfits out
the
advance,
only
you.
Time no are you kidding me
gonna say I know you better than that.
The only time I do is I'll grab one of my work shirts, like a station polo, if I've got a remote the next day,
yeah,
like right after I get off the air, so then that way I don't forget it. Because I have a 50-50 shot of forgetting in the morning.
I pick out my outfits the night before.
Crystal does every day.
It just saves me so much time in the morning.
I don't get why it's so hard to figure out what you're going to wear.
I have a lot of clothes.
Okay.
Not everything fits right.
So the remove same. The stuff that doesn't fit.
But it does fit sometimes.
Oh, good hell.
It's hard being a girl.
Yeah, real hard. Because you guys complicate everything. 76% end up trying on a few different things before they settle on what they're going to wear. What the hell is wrong with men?
That happens to me all the time.
It either fits or it doesn't. And it probably fit the last time you wore it. And the last time you wore it,
can I tell
well,
you?
In your case, is probably 6 months ago.
Yeah.
You don't wear the same thing more than... I think the closest I've even seen you wear the red pants together is probably 2 to 3 weeks.
It's because I have other jeans. But that's not true.
What?
You don't pay that close attention to what I wear.
No, I don't. But the only thing that stands out is the red pants. Oh, or the blue pants.
Because they're red and blue.
Because it's like a neon sign that's hard to miss. And you never wear them closer together than 2 to 3 weeks.
I wear them a lot of times, the red ones, when I have remotes, because they look good with my shirt, my black shirt, and the hot logo.
The survey also found that the average man owns 4 pairs of shoes, 5 pairs of jeans, 17 shirts, and 11 pairs of socks. That sounds about like me. I own more than 4 pairs of shoes, but I only actually wear like 3 of them. My Chucks, my loafers, and my tennies.
Yeah.
That's about it. So why bring up the mullet man thing out of nowhere?
The hair dryer.
That was completely uncalled for.
You're being just as mean.
What did I say?
Huh?
What did I say that was mean?
You're getting all like saying I was being redundant, and the phone call was before the tweet.
Well, you were being redundant. I was teasing you.
The phone call was before the tweet that I received. The phone call was way before that. The tweet I received was 15 minutes ago.
The call was about
it was before
15 minutes
that.
Ago.
And he tweeted specifically at me to let me know.
Okay.
Anyway, and you...
But because, you still just repeated the same information that I
because
just given.
You said about the hairdryer because you do now because your hair is longer because it's a mullet.
It's not a mullet. Do a Google image search for mullet and see if you find any hair that looks like mine.
Your hair is currently long enough to be a mullet in the back.
But it is longer in the front. Therefore, not a mullet.
It's still a mullet because of the back part.
That doesn't make a mullet.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Did you see your hair mullet, when it was straight?
That still wasn't a mullet.
It was.
The only thing that looked mulletish was when I got out of the shower and put on a cap. And then when I took it off, it was all matted flat and long in the back. And yeah, that looked like a mullet. That I grant you.
It
My
does.
Hair currently is not a mullet.
Okay. You can be in denial if you'd like.
I'm not in denial.
All right.
You're being mean.
I'm not being mean.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, I'm being...
You're being rude.
No, I'm being rude and mean. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, you're the rude one.
Okay.
Just out of nowhere. Oh, mullet man.
You're speaking about doing hair and drying your hair, and you said especially now, because you have long hair like a mullet.
No, I don't have long hair like a mullet. My hair is just longer.
Like a mullet.
Period. End of story.
The hot morning.
How about a 4.7, Andy and Mel? It is 6:52. We got to look at some video KSFY had on TV this morning of that smoke rolling out of the manhole cover. And right now they're showing a live shot and it's just kind of light smoke trickling out. But earlier it was thick, black, rolling smoke coming out of the manhole cover at 9th and Phillips. And yeah, they got the intersection blocked off. Power's back on.
Yes.
But, I guess it knocked KSFY off the air for a little while.
That is, well, they're, yeah, because they're right there by downtown. That is crazy that when the fire went up on that video.
Yeah, there was one shot where there's flames licking out about a couple, 3 feet or so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's interesting. Wow. Dan is on the phone. How are you, Dan?
Good. Can you tell him a mullet has to be short on the side? Would that help out on their fight?
No, that wouldn't help Mel at all.
Because
she just wants to
short.
Say I have a mullet. My hair is short on the sides. It almost covers my ear or goes down past my ear.
It has to be short on the sides to be considered a mullet.
Yeah.
Really, a mullet just means it's longer in the back.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's not all the same length.
It's got to be business in the front. Business in the front and party in the back. That's what a mullet is.
It's not the same length.
No, it's longer in the front, actually.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Just because, like, you can measure it, but it's still not like it's over your eyes or anything. It's up top.
But it's longer than the hair is in the back, lengthwise.
It's not the same length of hair. Therefore, it looks like a mullet.
It probably did when he had his hat on because it was wet.
Yeah. It did for sure. Back.
So if it looks like a mullet and smells like a mullet, it's probably a mullet.
All right.
You guys have too much fun.
Thank you for the call, Dan.
Yep, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think I made my point.
Your point is that you are ridiculous. 4 weeks ago, we posted it on the website.
It was 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
What? It was that long ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
Do you remember what the poll said? 85% no, that is not a mullet.
Well, that was 4 weeks ago.
It's not like I have gotten a haircut or changed anything since. This is not a mullet.
Okay. Okay. Whatever you say.
Quit being a chick.
I am a chick.
You're just doing it to drive me nuts, aren't you? You don't even actually think I have a mullet.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. Now I'm not worried about it anymore. Oh, God.
I still think it looks like a
mullet. I need 2 days off bad. It's 6:55. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7.com.